KWCO FM HD1 Chickasha. It's time for news.
Some clouds in 78. Good morning. George Plummer in with Cool 105.5 News. Today is Saturday, June 30th. News sponsored by DeHart Heating and Air Conditioning, Johnson's Cranes, and the First National Bank and Trust. Looking for partly sunny skies today with a high in the mid-90s, but the heat index will be up around 105, so a heat advisory will be in effect for this afternoon and this evening. We've got a chance for some showers and storms this afternoon and tonight, 40 to 50%, and tomorrow's high should be about 90. Fire crews beat down flames at a plant that makes cardboard shipping containers. The story coming up in today's Cool News.
It's hard to believe, but it's true. The air in your home is not as clean as you think. Indoor pollutants like pollen, mold, and pet dander can wreak havoc on your sinuses, sleep patterns, and overall comfort. Give DeHart Air Conditioning a call to discuss their home comfort filtering systems. Installed on the air handler of your home comfort system, this equipment uses ultraviolet light to destroy unwelcome particles in the air before they're recirculated in your home. Call DeHart Air Conditioning today to find out more. 224-0184. DeHart, your climate master Geo Elite dealer.
Fire breaks out at a Chickasha firm that manufactures cardboard shipping containers. It was a three-alarm fire at Green Bay Packaging Company in the city's industrial park near the Chickasha School's bus barn. Fire departments from Anadarko and Tuttle were summoned to help Chickasha firefighters beat back the flames. The fire started just after 5:30 last night. Chickasha Fire Chief Brian Zaleski.
Our guys got the fire alarm call that there was a fire alarm activation and a what's called a water flow, which means one of the sprinkler heads got hot enough to pop off, what we call it, and started flowing water inside through the sprinkler system. We got here and found smoke pretty much blowing out of the west side and the north end, which confirmed that there was a working fire inside.
There was one person in an office when the fire broke out. She was able to escape without injury. Officials traced the start of the fire to a large 8-foot by 8-foot by 10-foot compressor inside the large one-story metal frame building. Damage estimate not available. A manhunt in western Grady County Thursday night. More than a dozen law enforcement officials, including Verdon Police, Highway Patrol, Grady and Caddo County Sheriff's deputies, and the Bureau of Indian Affairs searched a wide area from just north of Verdon to the Lake Chickasha area. The Highway Patrol brought in a helicopter, and deputies brought in a canine officer to help in the search. It all stemmed from a traffic stop made about 7 o'clock Thursday night. An officer, alleged to have discovered drugs and a weapon in the vehicle, handcuffed the driver and two passengers, but one of the passengers fled on foot, still in his handcuffs. That led to the manhunt. Finally, about 2 o'clock Friday morning, 22-year-old Angel Jimenez of Anadarko found about a mile from where the traffic stop was made. Caddo County authorities had just issued an arrest warrant for Jimenez that day. He had pleaded guilty to burglary charges at Anadarko last year and was wanted for an application to impose judgment and sentence. He was given a 5-year deferred sentence on the guilty pleas. Jimenez taken to the Grady County Jail. He's being held on numerous complaints, including escape from arrest and drug possession. The driver of the car in the meantime, 21-year-old J.C. Wall, is being held on complaints of drug possession and speeding. The other passenger was not arrested. More Cool News coming right up.
You remember Bill and Lynette Johnson and their son Jimmy? They've been around here a long time, and their business has been around almost as long as they have. Well, they wanted to slow down a bit, so they recently sold the record portion of their business. But Johnson's Cranes is still here and still offers the same dependable service that made Johnson's a household name for the past 60 years. When you need a crane to get the job done, call Johnson's right here in Grady County at 224-2802. Johnson's Cranes. They're still here and can still handle the job.
Details are scarce regarding a shooting in Caddo County this week. Two people transported to separate hospitals after the shooting that occurred at a home in the east edge of Apache Thursday evening. Reports indicate that one person was taken to an Oklahoma City hospital, the other to a hospital in Lawton. The names of the shooting victims and their conditions not known. Apache Police, the Caddo County Sheriff's Office, and OSBI all part of the investigation. Unconfirmed reports were that the shooting victims were related and that one may have shot the other. Apache police have not been available for comment. Barrel racing this morning, bull riding tonight at the Grady County Fairgrounds. About 200 barrel racers expected at the Firecracker Barrel Race today. And then 40 bull riders tonight at the Firecracker Bull Bash. Each event has $3,000 added money. Now, the barrel racing is about 10 o'clock this morning. These are youth of all, or individuals, men, women, children of all ages that are competing. And it's a free admission to the barrel race at 10 o'clock this morning. And then tonight, the bull bash at 7 o'clock with 40 bull riders, as we mentioned. And tickets are $8 at the gate. Seniors 65 and older are half price, and children 12 and under get in free. Here's what we're talking about this weekend. Angie Doss with the Regional Food Bank on our Cool Conversation program, talking about the free summer food programs available to youth in the region, as well as the Farm to Food Bank program, where local farmers are helping to provide freshly grown food items to needy families. And on Real Estate Today with John Mosley, our guest is Gary Camano with Western Enterprises, the company that provides the fireworks for Chickasha's 4th of July celebration. Both programs coming up next hour, the Cool Conversation right after the 8 o'clock news, followed by Real Estate Today at 8:30. Also, we have links to both programs on our website, cool1055fm.com. You'll find them under the Community tab. Obituaries today include 84-year-old Kay Fancher of Tuttle. Funeral will be at 1 o'clock Monday afternoon at Sevier Funeral Home of Tuttle. Our weather forecast, another hot and humid day today, and a heat advisory will be in effect for this afternoon and this evening, as heat index values will be up around 105. Actual temperatures in the mid-90s for today. And there is a chance for some showers and storms this afternoon and tonight and overnight. Right now, we have some clouds and 78 downtown Chickasha. Get the temperature whenever you want. Call our time and temp line, 222-2233. Cool 105.5 Sports, next.
Think your grandparents are more likely to fall for internet scams than you are? According to national news reports, internet thieves are more successful scamming young people than grandparents. I'm Randy Talley with First National Bank and Trust Company. Protect yourself with our new FNBT 360 checking account with Ultimate ID. You get 3-bureau credit monitoring, instant inquiry alerts, credit score tracker, and fully managed identity fraud recovery services. Call or visit First National Bank, member FDIC.
In sports, the annual Independent Shootout Golf Tournament presented by Knippelmeyer Chevrolet about to tee off out at Winter Creek Golf and Country Club this morning. About 130 golfers looking to claim team championships. That'll be determined this weekend. It's a two-person scramble, so there are as many as 65 teams in the mix in this two-day, 36-hole event. A shotgun start this morning, so all the teams will tee off at 8 o'clock, taking advantage of the mild temperatures in the mid-60s. And they'll face temperatures climbing to the mid-90s this afternoon, and heat index values making it feel by like about 105 by early this afternoon. Also a chance for some thunderstorms, as we mentioned. Officials hoping most of the players will have their rounds finished before any rain moves in if it pops up. Players also have the opportunity this weekend to take part in a skins game and a horse race. Now, we'll be covering the golf tournament with hourly reports before the top of each hour, starting at 10:55 this morning and continuing until all the players have completed their rounds. We'll also be out on the course tomorrow as well. On the PGA Tour, Tiger Woods is in contention at this week's Quicken Loans Invitational. Tiger equaled his best round of the year with a 5-under-65. He's within four strokes of the leaders. At the U.S. Senior Open, Jerry Kelly has the lead alone at the halfway point at the Broadmoor East Course in Colorado Springs. Kelly shot 1-under-69 yesterday. He's at 5-under for the tournament. Miguel Angel Jimenez is one shot back. And among seven players within four shots of the lead, that group includes Davis Love III, who is 1-under for the tournament. OK Kids T-Ball Regional Tournament will be wrapping up today at Lindsay, and Lindsay and Blanchard are playing for the regional title today, and Lindsay is one win away from advancing to the state tournament. In the semifinals yesterday, Lindsay defeated Blanchard to get to the title. Blanchard would win a loser's bracket game against Fletcher to get to this afternoon's game. Blanchard would need to beat Lindsay twice if they hope to go on to the state tournament. It's been a rough week for the Oklahoma City Dodgers. The team has now lost six straight games after falling at New Orleans 4-2 last night. The two teams play a doubleheader in the Crescent City this afternoon and this evening. Our Cool News weather and sports this morning brought to you by the First National Bank and Trust. DeHart Heating and Air Conditioning in Johnson's Cranes.